Welcome to the very first weekend special, and today we are going to talk to my friend Luke about flipping. For those that don't know, flipping is just when you find something that's a good deal on Craigslist or Facebook or Letgo, and then you sell it for more than you found it. It's one of the easiest, and I think therefore best, ways to get into trying things on the side. Luke, because he's so good at finding deals online, has literally made thousands of dollars just flipping things. I have to admit, I'm a little bit jealous. I have tried this before, and I did not meet with much success. But after talking to Luke, I've decided to give it another try. My challenge to myself is to make enough to turn $50 into a plane ticket to go visit my mom back in Indiana, which is also my challenge to you. Maybe not to visit my mom, but turn $25 or $50 or just something lying around your house you can trade for something else and turn it into a plane ticket going somewhere you really want to go in the next 6 months. Stay tuned to hear how you can make some easy cash on the side with the tips and strategies that Luke uses, and he'll have some more materials coming out soon as well. So today I have Luke Paul on, who's going to take us through one of the simplest side hustles to get started on, flipping. So you basic idea is you find something on Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace for a low price, and then you sell it for more. Now, I'm really terrible at this, so I am not going to tell you any more about it, but welcome, Luke, to the show.
Yeah, thanks, Daniel, for having me.
And so we're just going to go through a couple of pick your brain on how you got started with flipping. So why did you get started with flipping originally?
Well, actually, it started off as an accident, believe it or not. Okay. I started off buying a bike. I just wanted a simple road bike, pedal bike, and didn't end up liking it. So I decided to look it up, see how much it costs. I found that it costs way more than what I paid for it. Paid about $50 for it. Ended up selling it after that for $200.
Oh my gosh.
After that, I honestly just fell in love with flipping, and it's become a really nice little side hustle.
Okay, so side note, Luke and I are great friends, and
very true.
It super pisses me off how good deals just seem to fall into his lap. But anyway, there must be a method to the madness. Like, how do you find good deals on bikes or whatever else?
Yeah, so my mindset is to find a good deal and then make it better, basically. So find something in your price range that you're looking for, and then basically negotiate and try to find a better deal. That way your ROI is way better, basically.
So bikes is a good example. Can you give us another example besides bikes something that you flipped?
Yeah, so just a couple months ago, I found a bunch of Frigidaire appliances. So I had a stackable washer and dryer.
Wait, where did you find these?
Just Craigslist.
Craigslist, okay.
Yeah, Craigslist. Okay. So I found a stackable washer and dryer. I found a stove. I didn't even know they made Frigidaire stoves, but apparently they do. And also a dishwasher. Yeah. So I got all of it for $500, right?
Okay.
I have it written down here, but I sold all of it for extra profit of $400 or something like that. It wasn't that bad, but there are just way more things that you can flip besides bikes. I've done TVs, I do smartwatches, gaming computers, because I'm into IT and stuff like that. But just things that I know work best, I found. Just take what you know, things that you like to research or something like that, and just go find a product, research it, Google it, find out how much it costs, and then basically flip it.
When you're trying to figure out how much it costs, what websites do you use for that? Do you just look at other similar items on Craigslist or Marketplace?
Yeah, so similar to real estate, you look at comps for houses. It's kind of like that. So I'll research the product. If I can find a model number, I'll find that and I'll look that up. Other than that you kind of just have to Google the crap out of it, basically. And I look at retail stores, but mainly what you want to look for is what other people are selling it for, because that's what's already going to be the lowest price.
So, okay, that makes sense to me. You find something you think is good, you Google the crap out of it, do some serious Google foo. But if you were to Google everything you came across on Craigslist and Marketplace, it would take a long time. So you must have a nose or something.
After a while, you kind of figure out what goes for what. So, I can see an Orbi bike will go for $800 or so. So if I see Orbis, I know right off the bat, if it's listed for $100 or even $200, I'm going to jump on it. So after a while, you kind of get an eye for what goes for what. But in the beginning, if you're just starting out, that's what you want to do. You just kind of research the crap out of stuff.
And so, well, first, how long do you spend on this, like, each day? Is it like a daily thing?
So every morning, this is kind of my routine. Every morning, I spend about 5 to 10 minutes looking at Facebook Marketplace, which is my go-to. I go to Letgo, I go to OfferUp, and sometimes I'll browse Craigslist, but not very often.
Really?
Craigslist is just better for selling, I've found, but just kind of depends. But yeah, I'll spend 5 to 10 minutes just browsing things. And once you start browsing things and clicking on certain like objects and products, so I go through and I hit a bunch of computers, you'll start to see computers in the price range that you've been carrying on and what you've been looking for. So those cookies kick in and you start to just, it just makes it a lot easier because you can see previous products that you've been interested in. So yeah, 5-10 minutes every morning just browsing through it. Don't spend a ton of time because it's really, I mean, it can be worth your time, but for the amount of time that I put in, it's worth it for me.
Okay. Man, okay. I just, it always frustrates me that I'm so bad at this. So let's say that you have like, you know, your first, you're talking about those appliances that were like $500 to buy.
Mm-hmm.
What if you only have like $50 or $100 to start out with, to play with?
Well, I mean, that's how I start. Because I started when I was like 17, 18 or so with that bike. And I spent $50 on it. I wasn't willing to spend $500 on it.
Hmm.
So, I mean, when you have a limited amount of cash, you just go for the smaller options.
Hmm.
I mean, that's really all you can do unless you're really stinking good at negotiating.
So you started at 17 or 18, and you... how long did it take you to, would you say, to get good at flipping? Was it just kind of a switch that turned on, or was there a learning curve?
I mean, yeah, there's a learning curve, because I mean, you find little tips and tricks along the way.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't take super long, especially if you're just going to do one thing, such as bikes. So if I just did bikes, then you could get good at that after a few flips.
Mm-hmm.
But since I went to expand a little bit, you know, try to make a little bit more money and do like computers, and I did a car and bikes and TVs and smartwatches, I mean, there is a more of a learning curve. But overall, I mean, the process overall is pretty similar in regards to just buying and flipping them.
Okay. Okay, yeah. So we're going to play a game I like to play called First, Best, Last, Worst. We're talking about your first flip.
Yeah.
What's the most current flip you're working on right now?
Well, the most current one I just did was a 2018 Vizio Smart TV.
Okay.
43-inch. Looks like I bought it for $120.
Okay.
I sold it for $240.
Okay.
And that was $120 profit. And
right.
I did that basically within 24 hours, bought and sold.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so I'll buy things right after my day job and then sell them the next morning after my day job.
Gosh, this is so awesome. Okay, let's start positive. Let's start with negative first. Worst flip? Worst disaster you've had with this?
Worst disaster by far has to be I bought a 2008 Honda Pilot.
Okay.
And I flew down to Texas to buy it, and I drove it back.
Oh my gosh.
Thinking that the market was really good up here in northern Idaho, I thought it would be okay, but after gas and licensing and insurance and the amount of time that I took actually going to and fro Texas, it just wasn't the best. I didn't lose money. I only made like $200 off the deal, which isn't bad, but I spent, you know, 4 days getting it back here, you know, travel back and forth. And then, I mean, the amount of time I took actually selling the thing was another 3 weeks or so because I was waiting on title. That has to be my worst flip overall.
Okay.
I just didn't do enough research, didn't put much planning into it, just kind of did it on a whim.
This is a little off topic. So I know you're flipping a car right now.
Yeah.
What's the difference? Because, like, don't you still have to pay for titling and insurance
and
everything? So
yeah.
Why is, like, this car that you're working, is it like a Civic or something, Honda Civic?
Yeah.
Why is it going to be different?
Well, I think it's going to be different because, A, it's a manual, and people in Idaho love manuals.
That's true.
It's a little bit sportier, and I've been doing a lot of, I've been seeing a lot of cars sell on Facebook Marketplace. So I've been kind of watching the market on not just what people like, but what they're buying. So I'll like watch a bunch of Honda Civics in Facebook Marketplace, and then I'll just watch them for a little while, and then I'll see them sold. So they'll sell, and then that's it. And so I got this one for a really good deal as well. That was another reason I thought I could flip it. But One of the main reasons is that I didn't have to buy a plane ticket, go down to Texas, and then drive it back and spend all that gas money on a plane ticket. So,
the differences, the gas.
There's a lot of, yeah, just price difference is the main thing. But I've just been watching them, and it looks like they've been selling okay. So, I don't know. Hopefully, this one goes better than the Pilot.
You did more research this
time. Took a little bit more time watching the market, and I think that's kind of the main difference there.
Okay. So, first, best, last, and what's your best flip?
My best flip has to be, I had just about, I don't know, maybe 2 months ago, I bought a Orbi bike. It was just a road bike, a pedal bike. I got it for $120 and sold it for $700. So that was a $580 ROI.
Oh my gosh.
I literally went and bought it after work, after my day job at, 4 o'clock or so in the evening. Went and bought it, filled up the tires. That's all that was wrong with it. Just needed to blow up the tires. Then I sold it the next day for, $700.
Right
after work, yeah. And all throughout the night, I sleep with my phone in airplane mode. As soon as I took it off airplane mode, I had a billion offers.
Okay, so this is the part that confuses me. It's like, if it could go for $700, mm-hmm. why didn't the original seller sell it for?
That's a very good question. I mean, a lot of the time, people just don't know what they go for. They just want to sell it, and they just, it's a bike. It's probably worth $100. It's a nice looking bike. They just don't do the research. But a lot of the time I have found is that people are moving, or they just don't have the time or even know how to research it. But they just want to get rid of the thing, and it's been sitting in their garage forever. So, I mean, there are kind of a lot of reasons why someone would sell it so low, but I mean, it works out for the end buyer.
The point is that those deals exist.
They do exist, yes.
All right, so for somebody like me who just would love to do this, but I can't seem to figure it out, can you just give me a few tips or other people that are listening?
So one thing that I do in particular with the app Letgo, mm-hmm. You're able to set notifications. Mm-hmm. So for instance, if I wanted to buy gaming computers, or let's just say I wanted to buy just Alienware gaming computers, I could set a notification on Letgo, and it will send me a notification anytime a Alienware gaming computer comes up. And so you can do that, I know, on Letgo, and I'm not sure about Facebook Marketplace, but I know that's one thing that's really helped me just really stay on top of it. So as soon as it comes up, you throw them an offer really quickly. And, use keywords such as, I'll give you $100 right now, cash, I'll come get it whenever it's convenient for you. So, using keywords like that, people know it's not a scam. You meet them in a public place. Just mm-hmm. be as upfront and friendly with everybody. I mean, be willing to talk with people, negotiate.
Like on the app or just like...
On the app, you can call them sometimes. I've had people call me. I just tell them,
On Letgo or...
On anything, really. I'll tell them, if I'm at the office or just working, I'll be like, I'm out of data for the month. Would you mind calling me when it's available or whenever you want to meet? And they typically do. And so we talk it out, so... I mean, yeah, that's one really good tip, I think, is just to set those notifications so you can be ahead of the curve. Because if something, my rule of thumb is never buy something after 4 weekdays or a weekend. So what that means is basically, if it's not going to sell within those periods of time,
right.
It's not going to sell for an even higher bid. So if I bought it for that price, I'm not going to sell for anything higher if it's not already sold.
So basically... it's a deal. Okay, you don't know if it's a deal if it's just been posted, but it's not a deal if
correct.
It's been posted for a long time.
Very correct. Unless, there are some instances where you can find, something's been listed for a month even. But it's kind of a gamble, but you can kind of get a sense as to whether or not it would sell again based off the pictures. If they have, let's say they're selling keys or, they're flipping something, and they have one just terrible picture, it's fuzzy, and they don't have a description, but this is a good brand of keys, I'm gonna sell this, or that's a good fob, I can reflip that. Go ahead and just text them and ask them for more pictures, because half the time people don't buy things because there's not enough info in the actual post, and I find that a lot. So if you're gonna sell something, if you're especially on the resale process, post as many pictures as you're allowed, as the app will let you, and give it a nice, clean title and tons of information. And your odds are so much better.
That's super valuable.
So much better.
So it's partly the listing is bad, and you can just add value for potential customers by giving them a better listing.
Yeah. One thing I've actually thought of doing is just I mean, buying a better camera, or, you know, getting one of my friends who are into photography to actually take some really nice looking pictures, because I mean, it's all about marketing in that instance. If people see it and it's not a good picture, they're just gonna keep scrolling through.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that's pretty cool. Have you ever thought about? Okay. Have you ever thought about a service where you help people sell things?
I have, actually. So, in the process of writing an ebook.
Okay.
It's not gonna come out yet. Not quite sure when. I'm just gonna kind of put more I don't know, more thought into it. Needs a little bit more work, but So I was thinking about maybe writing that, putting some more effort into that, alongside of maybe, I found this website, I forget the name of it, but I'm probably going to try to get into helping people with e-commerce things, so buying and selling, or Shopify stores, or just kind of basically e-commerce and flipping in general.
Yeah.
I forget the name of the website, I recently saw it, but I think that would be a really good thing, and it's something I'm kind of passionate about.
I can add it to the description later. And we'll definitely have to have you back on, and then when you finish that ebook, I want a copy of this. I would love to construct a challenge for listeners and for myself, where I start with $50 like you did. And something Luke and I were talking about before is there's this website called Flippa where you can buy websites that already generate revenue because of ads. And it would be so cool, I think, to turn $50 into enough money to buy a website.
Oh yeah.
And then that way you own digital property that brings in wealth. So that's going to be a challenge that I construct for our listeners. I'm going to make it right now for whoever wants to take it up, and for myself. I've tried flipping, but I really need to try it again. I'm going to try to take $50 to $100 and turn it into enough money to buy a website. It's going to take me at least 2 months. Well, it's probably going to take me a lot longer than that, but that's going to be one of those side projects I have going on. And I'll get started as soon as I can get your ebook, because I suck at this. I've tried this before, but I just need to give it a better try, I think.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is, any last parting thoughts before we wrap it up?
I mean, it's super fun. I know if you give it a try, you're gonna love it. Especially after you start making some money. It's just so easy. The time you put into it is totally worth it. Your ROI is just, that's what you have to keep in mind when you're scrolling through every morning, is just think of your ROI. Don't put emotions into it. I mean, just have fun with it and know that what you're selling for, you're going to sell. And the price that you want to sell at that price, and don't negotiate anymore. So you actually make your ROI that you were aiming for. So, I mean, yeah, just be willing to talk to people, be friendly. And that's really all there is to it.
All right. Well, if you'd like to ask Luke more questions, reach out to the show at Confidence Crowd on Twitter. I'll be happy to relay them to him. And if you want to learn more tips or know where to start, definitely contact us at Confidence Crowd on Twitter, or just wait for his ebook, which we'll be posting as soon as it's out. So thanks again, Luke.
No problem. Thanks, Daniel.